Companies that use inflation to their advantage. I'm David Brancaccio. First, in just over an hour and a half, we'll get the official numbers on hiring and unemployment in December after underwhelming results for November. Those were drawn from a survey that came before the first Omicron headlines. Today, we'll see about that, given how employers are clamoring for recruits now. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Job openings have been near record highs, and workers have been quitting their current jobs to look for new ones at a record rate. The online job site Indeed, which is a marketplace underwriter, is awash in available jobs, says research director Nick Bunker.
Postings on Indeed are about 64% above where they were pre-pandemic, which is a reflection of just how much demand for workers there is right now.
Meanwhile, very few people who have jobs are getting laid off. First-time claims for unemployment, which soared early in the pandemic, are now near historic lows. And that's held true even in the past couple weeks as Omicron variant COVID cases surged and some workers couldn't or didn't want to come to work, says Dean Baker at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
And so if a restaurant can't operate for a few days, they'll keep people on the payroll because they don't want to have to go and look for another worker.
Surveys find workers' sense of job security is high and many consider it easy to find a job right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow future is up 0.1% for the S&P plus 0.2% now. The NASDAQ future is up 0.3%. We've been tracking bonds in this new year. We started 2022 with the 10-year at 1.51%. This morning, it's up at 1.73% with the Federal Reserve strongly hinting it could raise rates the month after next. Mortgages are the highest in about a year and a half. Here's how consumers sometimes play the inflation cards we're dealt. We swap to cheaper equivalent things, like maybe a store brand instead of a name brand. Marketplace's Matt Levin now on how some businesses also try to use these rising prices to their advantage.
The latest radio ad for the fast food chain Del Taco is mostly about car prices.
Hey, I'm loving this car, but does it really cost a bajillion dollars?
That's the sticker price.
Yeah, what's the actual price?
$1 bajillion.
Is there any?
The ad is for Del Taco's $2 and under menu. Company marketing chief Tim Hackbart says inflation, and specifically rising grocery prices, present an opportunity.
Traditionally, inflation does favor fast food restaurants. You get some trade from the grocery dollar to the restaurant dollar.
The Del Taco ad doesn't actually say the word inflation. Adweek magazine editor Robert Clara says that's a change from the 1970s.
Campbell's Soup had an ad that said, and I quote, "One good way to beat inflation is to put your money into chicken stocks."
Get it? Chicken stocks? Clara says inflation just isn't high enough now for those kinds of dad puns to work. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
There's news just now of more federal money to help low-income people with high heating bills this winter. Everything's more expensive. Number two, fuel oil, natural gas, electricity. Now $4.5 billion for eligible people. The money's from the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill from last year. That money is double a normal year. Now to a consequence of Europe's disintegration, the European Union has a deal with the U.S. to send its steel our way without extra tariff. Britain, you'll recall, opted out of the EU, and its steel would still have the tariff, something Britain is trying to remedy this month. Chris Morris with our news partner, the BBC, reports.
At a foundry in Chesterfield, raw materials are being melted in a furnace to make cast iron bars. Steel and cast iron are no longer a huge chunk of the British economy, but if your job depends on them, they still really matter. Now, because of the American tariffs of 25% on products from the UK, this company, United Cast Bar Limited, is moving some of its production to a factory in Spain. But if the UK manages to do a deal to get rid of the US tariffs, will all that production come back?
Probably not. It really depends on how early the deal is done.
James Brand is managing director of foundries at UCB.
Once our customer over there in North America gets used to the Spanish product, it's highly likely we'll just leave it over there. Lost to the UK completely then.
Steel.
Back in 2018, this was President Trump signing an order to bring in the tariffs on national security grounds to help protect American jobs. And for the UK, at least, the Biden administration hasn't really changed course.
I've agreed with Trump many times, but this is the first time as President of the United States.
Neither public diplomacy nor private negotiation has yet led to any breakthrough. Both the UK and the EU have retaliated with tariffs of their own against products like American whiskey. But it's the EU that's got a deal done first.
They are just bigger. So they account for more steel exports to the US.
Soumaya Keynes from The Economist points out
that means there's more of an interest in getting it resolved from US importers. Because there's more trade involved with the EU, the retaliation hurts more.
For ministers and officials in London, there is an added complication. Political concern in Washington about British threats to suspend parts of the post-Brexit deal with the EU on Northern Ireland could delay the quite separate negotiations with the Americans on steel. But the government certainly hopes the dispute can be resolved soon, before it gets worse. And the message from industry is pretty clear. James Brand again.
Let's get a deal brokered as soon as possible and put us on a level playing field with the rest of Europe.
But in matters of trade, many things are easier said than done.
Chris Morris, BBC, did that for us on steel stories. You never know. Boilerplate, or in that case, riveting. About 90 minutes from the big hiring and unemployment reports for December, unemployment is expected to fall. We'll see. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Engineers are Jessen Dueler, Jay Siebold, and Johnny Evans. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.